Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
So for like 3 months, I used to work at Sirius XM, and I got paired up for early Sunday mornings and some of my responsibilities to do shows with the former NFL safety and Eric Coleman. And I'm a large human being. And I don't usually feel small next to people, but I've never felt like more of a wisp of a man than sitting next to Eric Coleman in a radio studio. That dude, Hickey, he has muscles that gave birth to muscles. It's really impressive. I don't, like, a guy that's been out of the league since 2012 doesn't need to be in that good of shape, Rye. And he is just jacked. Like I've never seen before.
His muscles are literally the size of my head. No exaggeration.
You're not wrong.
Huge.
And with the unfortunate Aaron Rodgers injury, I decided to let's go reconnect with that large, muscular human being, the former safety for the Jets, Falcons, and Detroit Lions out of Washington State, the great Eric Coleman. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. You got me over here blushing. And I really did enjoy those days back at Sirius, man. We had a good time.
So I enjoyed hanging out with you, if I'm being honest with you. As someone that was in my early 20s at the time, I did not enjoy waking up that early on a Sunday morning after a big night of partying on a Saturday night to go talk football at 8 in the morning.
That was the worst. That was the worst.
I was playing hurt. There was no doubt about it. All righty. So last night, it's one of the more emotional nights that you'll ever have as a sports fan. I'm not even a Jet fan, and it was a crazy emotional ride with the Rodgers injury, then, all right, thinking the Jets season is over, then the Jets win the game and they beat a very good Buffalo Bills team. Just how did you process everything that did occur last night, Eric?
Oh, man, to say it was a roller coaster would be an understatement. You know, you come out and you're right, you're emotional at the beginning of that game. You see Rodgers come out with the flag, you know, the national anthem, everything. You know, the stadium was electric. You know, you can just feel the energy. And on the fourth offensive play for the Jets, for Aaron Rodgers to go down, man, it really took the wind out of my sails. You know, my son is a big fan. He got a picture with Aaron Rodgers during training camp. So he was crying. He's 8 years old. He was crying, you know, because he knew, just like I knew, that it was something serious. That Aaron Rodgers couldn't walk off the field. He was getting carted off. And you kind of just like, for a second, you're like, man, all the hopes of the season are done. And, you know, it takes you a little while to get back to normal. And just like I think it did for the Jets, you know, it took them a while to understand that what was going on. They went in at halftime. They came out. They played great coming out of halftime and really stepped it up. So I was proud of the way they responded to such a big loss.
I know that it's not life or death with the injury, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be okay, and we'll see if he comes back next year. But sports are serious. You know how passionate we are about them. In that moment when your 8-year-old child is crying, what did you say as a dad?
I told him that, you know, it's going to be okay. It's just an injury. You know, it's just a player. They've got a great team around Aaron Rodgers. You know, because he knows all the players. I'm like, look, they still have Garrett Wilson. Breece Hall is still on the team. You know, Sauce Gardner is still making plays out there. And, you know, they really did put a great team around Aaron Rodgers. So it's, you know, yes, he's the big superstar. He's the big name around the team. But, you know, this team is really what I said is a team. You know, they've done a great job on defense. They had a great performance yesterday. I think a lot of guys stepped up. Garrett Wilson had one of the best catches I've seen in a long time down in the red zone. Breece Hall averaged 12.7 yards per carry. You know, and you can tell that he was still holding back. You know, he wasn't the same Breece Hall as he was last year. Still a little timid from that knee injury, but he still is a force. And so I think you give this team some time. they will be a force to be reckoned with. Yes, Super Bowl, you know, for me personally, just as an analyst, you know, I don't really think Super Bowl, but I do see this team as a playoff team, and if they get in the tournament, who knows what happens.
Here's the big question. What is Zach Wilson going to look like? Where's your confidence level with him basically becoming the backup, right, not really having a spot on this team to go make an impact, and now he's thrown right back into the fire, and we'll see how long he's going to be able to hold that starting title tag.
Yeah, you know, I was a little nervous, but Zach has really matured. You know, he's grown up over these past, you know, 6 months since the season ended. You know, Aaron Rodgers coming into the building has really helped him grow. You know, I think that he's helped him see the game in a different way. He's had to address some issues, you know, with the team as far as leadership and maturity-wise. And so I think that he has definitely grown. I was looking forward to letting him watch Aaron Rodgers work, watch him go into a game plan, see how he operates, how he handles adjustments to help him grow as a quarterback. But unfortunately, he's going to have to be thrown into the fire right now. And, you know, I think this is going to be the best version of Zach Wilson that we're going to see. And I think that, you know, as a Jets fan, I hope he just lets it rip. You know, I hope he doesn't think too much. I hope he just lets his talent speak for itself and let his trust his preparation. And hopefully, you know, we'll see a great quarterback.
And it's a really tough schedule right out of the gate, even with Aaron Rodgers. Now with Zach Wilson, I know you said let it rip. But really, all they need him to be, in my opinion, is a game manager with how talented they are on the defense side of the ball and the pieces on offense. Can he be a game manager, in your opinion? Or you still just look at him and go, I got to see it before I can really believe it?
Yeah, I got to see it before I believe it. You know, I would like to see him make the right decisions, you know, some checkdowns, you know, hit players when they're open. You know, he doesn't need to make the big play like he's been looking for the last 2 years. You know, the big plays will come. You know, you give those receivers the ball in the right position, they'll turn a, you know, 5 yard slant into an 80 yard play. So he has to trust in his teammates and, you know, take care of the ball. You know, don't turn over the football. Let that defense put you in good position. Sustain some drives. Let them get a break on defense and eventually put some points up so they can play with the lead. So I think that, you know, it seems like a lot to ask, but I definitely think it's well within his skill set, and hopefully he performs well, especially against a voracious Dallas Cowboys defense who's going to be after him in the pass rush. They're going to have to rely on the run game next week.
Eric Coleman, I think a lot of people were unsure what Robert Saleh could be as a head football coach. We know he's a good leader, but this is where you really find out a lot about somebody. What do you think we'll see from Robert Saleh the rest of the way as a head football coach?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a big-time motivator for this team. You know, he couldn't even hide the feelings that he felt when he saw Aaron Rodgers go down. You know, you saw him on the sideline, and he was like he just saw a ghost. You know, but it took him a second to regroup. Now he talked to his team, he motivated them, and now he's instilling that confidence in them. You know, the preparation, the work that they put in before this season is all going to pay off. They still have the great players. They still have the team. I think you're going to see more of a motivator in Robert Saleh, and hopefully that shows in the play of this Jets team.
I know this is probably to an extreme, but like the feelings of last night, if you're a Jet fan, for a moment it feels like you're at a funeral, and then something else happens where you finally start to get a smile on your face with the victory that they did have. But let's just say when all the emotions calm down and people get back to business, if you were a leader in that locker room, just what would your message be, Eric Coleman, to this group about the opportunity you have for the rest of the season?
I would say that, you know, this is a great opportunity for the team. You know, they're at a point right now where no one believes in them. You know, their backs are against the wall, and they have a great chance to sneak up on people, to play together as a team, just like they did in the game. You know, you can tell that the leaders on the locker room stepped up at halftime and had a nice pep talk because, you know, the intensity that the defense played with, the urgency that the offense played with, the special teams unit came through and made big plays. That's all leadership right there. All the veterans stepped up, the coaches stepped up, and I think that that's going to have to be a key factor moving forward, is this is going to be a team. This isn't going to be on one guy's shoulders to go out there and win games. They're going to have to do it on offense, defense, and have a strong showing from special teams to go out there and win games.
When we're dealing with the torn Achilles here and also with the age of Aaron Rodgers, people wonder if he'll come back next year. Do you fully expect him to come back and play, or could that have been his last game last night?
You know, I sure hope so. You know, as a selfish fan of the Jets, the game of football, and Aaron Rodgers, I would love to see him be able to appreciate success in New York. You know, he's played in Green Bay, but there's nothing like having a winner in New York and just feeling that love. And I think that Aaron was starting to feel that, you know, going to all the, you know, the hockey games, the basketball games, you know, on the sideline before the game, seeing what success in New York looks like. I would love that for Aaron, you know, to come back, have a successful season, couple seasons with the Jets, and hopefully one day lead the Jets to a Super Bowl. It'd be great.
Now on the flip side here, let's get to the Buffalo side of the game. I know the Jets' defense is awesome, but it's the same problem the Bills had last year. It just looks like Josh Allen tries to play too much hero ball. What does he need to understand? We all know how great of a player he could be, but these mistakes are really coming back to bite him now.
Yeah, Josh Allen needs to understand that he doesn't have to do everything on his own. You know, they have some great players. Stephon Diggs, one of the best route runners in the NFL. You know, they've got the running game with James Cook. They've got some great players. They got a great defense in Buffalo. Josh has to understand that he is very valuable to the team. Sometimes he runs with reckless abandon, and yes, he's, you know, 6'5", 260 pounds, and he's strong. But if he keeps running like that, you know, he's going to run into the wrong defender, and he's going to be on the sidelines really hurting his team. So I think he has to take care of the football a little better, not try to be the hero, you know, take what the defense gives him. And when the defense has him covered, now you can tuck the ball, run, but let's be smart at the end of the run. Instead of running linebackers and defensive backs over, how about you get a slide and hop up, you know, so you can play the next down. I think he's just going to have to be a little more smarter from the leader of that, being the leader of that Buffalo Bills team.
Who do you think's going to win this division now in the AFC East, Eric Coleman?
Whew, man, it's going to be tough because, you know, you look at Miami and the way they came out and played, Tua threw for 466 yards. Tyreek Hill was, you know, unguardable last week. The Dolphins are coming. You know, the Patriots, they did a great job defensively in week one against the Philadelphia Eagles, who everyone expected to just blow them out of the water. And it started the game looking like it was going to happen that way. But, you know, I still think the Jets have a chance if they play good defense. They defend the home turf and go out there and execute and play as a team. It's anyone's division right now, and that's what makes it so much fun.
I think the Dolphins are the best team in that division. They were my pick before the year, but we saw the injury last night of Rodgers. The Tua concussion is just something you can't get out of your mind. Like, if they're healthy, and if Tua specifically is healthy, I really believe the Dolphins are going to win the division this year, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue that. You know, Tua has done a great job of throwing the ball. He's accurate. You know, he's really proven a lot of naysayers wrong. You know, he can throw the deep ball with accuracy. He's throwing the ball with some zip. He's taking care of the football, giving his playmakers an opportunity to make plays. And, you know, you got to give a lot of credit, you know, to Mike McDaniel. He's done a great job scheming defenses and putting that Dolphins team into a great position. And then the Dolphins, they also spent a lot of money on defense. You know, they've got playmakers up front. You know, I know they signed Jalen Ramsey. He's hurt, but they do have playmakers on the back end as well. You know, it's going to be a tough division. You know, I'm excited to see how this thing pans out, but I still have confidence that the Jets can play with any one of these teams in the AFC East.
Let me get your thoughts on your other two teams that you played for, the Falcons and the Lions. Falcons, they have so much speed on offense defensively. New defensive coordinator, they made a big improvement in week one, and the Lions sent a statement. I know there was no Travis Kelce or no Chris Jones in the game, but to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City is no small feat. How about those other two teams you played for and expectations for the Falcons and Lions this year?
Yeah, you know, I think for the Falcons, Arthur Smith has done a great job of instilling toughness in that team. Offensively, they, you know, with Bijan Robinson, they have the tight end. His name slips me.
Kyle Pitts, yeah.
Kyle Pitts. They have Kyle Pitts and London and Drake London. They have a ton of great talent over there offensively in Atlanta. So I think that with that division, you know, you talk about Carolina, a team who's struggling. You know, Tampa Bay, they played well in week one, but can they sustain it? They're really going to be between the Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. So, you know, it's up in the air. I think the Falcons can win the NFC South if they continue to string these games together. But looking at Detroit, man, that's the team that you can't help but root for. You know, Dan Campbell is a guy. He's a man's man. He's a tough, hard nosed coach. His team takes on his attitude when they take the field, and you can't help but root for the Lions. So, you know, he's really done a great job of changing the culture in Detroit, and I'm excited to see how far they can go. You know, playing in the NFC North, it's a tough division this year, But I think that the Lions can come out on top as well.
By the way, I know what you said going back to Zach Wilson, and Robert Saleh also said Zach Wilson's the guy and they'll bring somebody else in to back up Zach Wilson. But is there a name out there that you go, okay, maybe the Jets should target to go bring in to replace Aaron Rodgers for this year?
Well, you know, guys like a guy like Colt McCoy is a guy who's played well in Arizona. But, you know, my former teammate Matthew Stafford over in Los Angeles, you know, I heard rumors that they could possibly trade for him. I think that would be awesome to have Matt, you know, come play in New York. He's a guy with tremendous talent who doesn't have a lot of available talent in Los Angeles right now. You know, I think he's a player that could, you know, eventually, once he learns the offense, could help the Jets tremendously at the quarterback position.
The only thing with that one, you're going to have to give up a lot to go get Matthew Stafford, and I don't know how they make it work financially. But if they're still intending for Rodgers to be the quarterback next year and come on back, I don't think they could find a way to pull the trigger on Matthew Stafford because he's still got a few years left on that contract.
Yeah, tell Woody just to give the Rams his chain, and I'm sure that's going to be an even exchange.
Yeah, that chain by Woody Johnson, I think given to him by Sauce Gardner was something. Last thing, by the way, I got to bring up your alma mater. What a win for them, Washington State, over the weekend against Wisconsin.
Yeah, my Cougs have been putting it together, man. You know, it's the last year in the Pac-12, trying to figure out what's going to happen conference-wise for the team. But they've really put together a very solid team, and I hope that they can stay consistent and end up at the top of the Pac-12 for that last year. You know, we won a championship when I was at Washington State. We tied with USC for the Pac-12 championship. And, you know, Cam, you know, the quarterback, Cam Johnson, has done a great job. So, you know, hopefully they can keep stringing them up.
Eric Coleman, great to reconnect with you. Always awesome when we get you on the show. Thanks so much for doing this, and you be well.
Thanks so much, Zach. Have a good one.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.